Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Credence's real mother.
Oh my. And this episode is sponsored by Kara Roman. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. Today, that was such a weird way to say her last name.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, we have a teacher at our school whose last name is Roman.
I thought it would be Roman.
Roman looks like Roman to me.
Roman.
Oh, well, she spells it that way and she pronounces it Roman.
Well, this one might not. Kara might not.
Well, write to us and tell
Either
me.
Either way.
I hope I'm right, so you all can just
We covered all our bases.
Okay. Today, we will be discussing Chapter 2 of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, The Scar. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details.
Beef tails.
Before we begin, let's go to Megan for the weekly prompt.
Alrighty, I've got a bit of a different one this week. People reported that Prince Charles reads Harry Potter to his grandchildren, and I thought that that was super adorable.
Oh my.
Apparently, he even, like, does the voices. That's what the article said. He'll, like, do different voices for the characters, and he, like, reads them a chapter at a time.
That's pretty cute.
I love that.
That's cute.
They could listen to us, though, you know? I'm just saying.
They could.
Wouldn't you, like, so die? Says,
yes.
The royal family is on Patreon.
Royal member. 1 million a month. Whoa!
I guess his wife, Camilla, like, there's a new documentary coming out for his 70th birthday, or it did come out a couple days ago, actually, where she, like, is talking about his interactions with the kids, and she says he reads Harry Potter, and he can do all the different voices, and I think the children really appreciate that.
That's cute. Really cute. Yeah. I would
and it also says that the royals have shown interest in the Harry Potter franchise in the past, making a visit in 2013 to the studio tour in London. Kate, who was pregnant then with Prince George and Prince William, even got into a wand duel and checked out Diagon Alley with Prince Harry.
I like remember that picture.
Yeah.
What a fake and then,
Pottermore points out that Kate and William's 6-month-old son Prince Louis's name bears significance to a beloved redheaded family in the Harry Potter universe. Louis Arthur Charles, you were named after 3 iconic Weasleys. Hashtag royal baby name.
Oh my gosh. I like that.
So yeah, I just thought that that was something cute.
That is adorbs. I love that, like, that was in People magazine. Like,
I know. People has a whole section on the royals, just so everybody knows, who cares. I'm all about them.
I could give or take them.
All about them royals.
Just mm-hmm. kidding.
Should we insert that that royal song? What's that girl's name?
My Lord.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure.
I forget the lyrics.
Anyway.
I would sing it, but I forget the lyrics. All right. Are we ready to mosey on with our episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're ready, I'm ready.
Look at me, Katie. It's time for the recap.
All right, guys. We are starting. No, we started last what? Time. A brand new book. So we started out differently than we have in any other Harry Potter book before. And we have some perspective from some dude named Frank. And we learned some basic backstory on the Riddle family. Poor Frank overhears a conversation between Voldemort and Wormtail. They're plotting murder. And poor Frank meets his end.
I poor feel Frank. Like Frank should get a little bit more respect than some dude named Frank.
Oh, you're a little sensitive today.
Frank Red Hat.
Frank Red Hat. Yeah. If I call you some dude, that probably means I appreciate you.
Oh my.
Truth.
Jeez.
All right, so we're back at Privet Drive, sadly. Only it means that Harry's still alive, which is a good thing, you know. So he's woken up with a burning scar. He goes over the dream that he had with himself because he has no friends with him, and he thinks he needs to talk to somebody. And what's really sad, he's like, oh, I could really use a parent in this moment.
Aww.
Oh, they're dead. So he recaps the events that have taken place before and who he should write to. So he makes a serious choice to write to his godfather. Your dog just like grumbled.
He did.
Like, oh.
He was not a fan of that joke. He was like,
I was just like, Sarah, stop it.
Okay, so back at Privet Drive, apparently friendless and parentless, according to Sarah. Harry awoke with a start because he had a very vivid dream and his scar was burning as if someone pressed a white hot wire to his skin.
Oh,
that ouch. Description like makes my skin crawl because mm-hmm. that like you ever burn yourself mm-hmm. and it's like it literally, I know it's weird to associate like a color with it, but it's like that white hot burning feeling. And I can't imagine that on your thin yeah. little forehead, you know?
What if he has a thick little forehead?
He doesn't. Foreheads are thin.
Does he have a 5 head?
That's not kind.
Well, he might, what? Though.
He might.
That means you have a big forehead. Oh, goodness.
Do you okay. think that foreheads are called foreheads because they're the width of 4 fingers?
I
usually?
Don't know. That's what I've always seen.
Tiffany, yours or is the width like, of 3 of your fingers.
Or is it because it's like the forefront of your face?
Oh, that probably makes more
the
sense.
The fore of your head.
Learn a thing with your nose? Swishing flick?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I would think so. That is the first thing that you would come in contact with.
Your schnoz?
Yeah, your schnoz. Nose.
Mm.
Why isn't the nose called the forehead?
Okay, we can't.
Well, then what was your forehead called?
Let's talk about Harry Potter and his dream.
I am.
Okay. So he grabs his glasses and he can finally see that his bedroom is glowing orange. Nice. From the street lamp outside. The pain in his scar was lingering, and he goes to the mirror, and Jo begins her Harry recap.
Oh my god, double recap.
Please read this word
There's
for word.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
No, I will not.
Oh, do it, and then you can tell what you're going to say.
Okay, so he has green eyes, black hair, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I wrote.
I don't know. He's gangly and all that kind of jazz. You know, the usual stuff that Joe goes yeah. through.
I mean, by this point, we know what he looks like.
It's book 4.
Yeah. We've been around the block a few times.
Few
knobbly
three.
Knees, guys. Knobbly knees.
His mother's eyes.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Haven't heard that one before.
Nope.
I know. It's new. I made it up.
Okay.
So he begins to recall his two real dream, two people he knew and one that he didn't. So I wanted to kind of read a smidge from the chapter about his dream.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge. The dim picture of a darkened room came to him. There had been a snake on the hearth rug, a small man called Peter, nicknamed Wormtail, and a cold, high-pitched voice. The voice of Lord Voldemort. Harry felt as though an ice cube had slipped down into his stomach at the very thought. So that's not fun.
right?
Cool. Just, you know what I love about Joe, though? Like, you don't think about feelings you feel in your body, like mm-hmm. how to describe them. Mm-hmm. But when you read that, you instantly know what that feels like. Mm-hmm.
Like the white yeah. hot wire, the ice cube slipping down into your... Like, these are very descriptive things about, right. you know, emotions. And I really, really like that. Good point, Katie.
Thank you.
You're like, about emotions. I'm sorry. It just was funny the way you said it.
I didn't know I said it that way. I was probably trying to speak correctly since apparently I can't talk today. I don't know. Like, it's just, think about how Harry's feeling. Mm. His arch nemesis, his enemy, is back officially.
Well, but like, he doesn't know that for sure. But I, like, he's thinking about the fact that he's like, he heard that prophecy from Trelawney. But I think it's one of those things where, like, in the back of his mind, he knows that he's back, but he doesn't really want to believe it yet. So not until the end of the book, when we see all those things happen, he's like, oh, shoot, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you want to believe it's not true. You want to believe it's just a dream. Like, he just wants to believe it's just a dream.
Yeah,
the scar's not really hurting.
But you have to believe, you have to think like Harry Potter thinks. Harry Potter is always trying to be one step ahead. He's always trying to save the day, right? He always acts before he thinks. I'm going to smack you.
No, I agree, but I
so I think that it's like showing the dream in five with the snake and Arthur. I'm close to you. I will hurt you.
I think the difference between those two dreams, though, is like in five, he knew about, he at least caught on more so about his connection to Voldemort mm-hmm. than he does at this time.
Yeah, but I think in his heart, just because he's not like physically acting like, okay, let's get everybody together, make a plan, let's defeat him. He knows in his gut that this is real. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I agree to that to a point, but I also think part of him, because he's still a young kid, mm-hmm. and I know how I would react in the situation, being like, deep down, I know that he's back, and I know that, like,
but you would hope that he's
going to change. But I'm hoping against hope and being like, no. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Myself. Deep down, he knows it's real, but yeah, he's going to try every outlet to try and prove that it's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you guys arguing that about something you agree?
We're arguing about how, like, we agree. Yes.
He's hoping that it's not true. But in the back of his mind, he's like, nah, bro, it's real. Like,
that's what I said.
It's real to us. That's also what I said.
But that's what I said.
Oh, my God.
It's just one
I think
of those
that really
things.
Katie and I are the ones that are right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you say?
Mm-hmm. What you said.
Yeah.
So we're all saying the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, let's
Harry
move on.
Harry Potter's a wizard.
That's a wizard. All right. So he continues to try and, quote, see what his dream was. Putting his head in his hands, Voldemort and Wormtail had been discussing someone they had killed and about another murder to make, killing Harry. And I'm going to say it again, if I've not said it 1,000 times. Harry Potter
is a wizard.
Is a seer.
Have you said it before?
Not of the future, but of the current.
Aren't we all?
I think seriously? That what you're really trying to say is that Harry Potter is a Horcrux that can see into Voldemort currently.
But no, he did not have Voldemort's view.
Exactly.
Ma'am.
That's what I don't understand.
Me
so
either.
He's having a dream yeah. about being a
he's
completely.
A fly on the wall.
Yes. So how does that work if he's supposed to see through Voldemort? Voldy's a little baby in a chair.
He didn't see through Voldemort in the fifth movie. That was Nagini.
Also
but
a Horcrux.
Nagini is attached to
part of Voldemort.
And at this point, is she... She's not a Horcrux yet, correct?
No. She is. Because...
wasn't that
Bertha?
Bertha
Jorkins was what
but
made
isn't
Nagini
she still
a Horcrux.
Alive? Because he
Bertha
even talks
Jorkins
about
is not alive.
No, Bertha Jorkins. They talked about killing her in the last chapter.
Yeah, she's dead.
But whatever. I just don't... Because we also... She's not... He's not seeing through Nagini's eyes either.
I'm just
he's
saying.
Seeing it as like a third party person. He sees the snake. He sees Frank. He sees the room.
You heard it here yeah. first, folks.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's still the connection. That's what I'm going with.
You know what it's I say to odd. That? Agree to disagree and...
We'll see you on the other side of this podcast.
He just doesn't ever do that, like, again.
We don't know.
She doesn't matter.
Put it in there.
Like Trelawney. Comes and goes, man. She's real.
some days. That's what I don't understand. Like, how I agree that I think he's somewhat of a seer because, and while I don't want to say that because that's going to talk about Crimes of Grindelwald. And I don't want
to spoil that.
But I think that the way that he sees and has the dream, and like he's had other dreams before that mean things, you
flashes
know what I mean?
Of green light.
Mm-hmm. And like he was there, so I can get that. But this part, he's not seeing through Voldemort. He's not seeing through Nagini. Like he's like his own self in the house.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Kind of. You know what I mean? He's like a third person.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking point of view. What I said about seeing in the current. But I don't know. There's just something different about him in that kind of realm, you know? And those of you who don't remember what a seer is, it's a gifted witch or wizard that has the ability to see into the future with their inner eye. But I'm saying Harry's inner eye might be for the current. It might be one of a kind.
And maybe it does. I mean, I would assume like, as we talked about, like later on, he doesn't have any visions or whatever. I shouldn't say it like that. But maybe it does have something to do with the Horcrux. And when the Horcrux is gone, like maybe that's a part of Voldemort that Voldemort can see things as well.
True. It could be one of his abilities.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I guess we'll never know unless we get the novel from his point
Someone
of view.
Someone asked me, they're like, oh, so have you met J.K. Rowling? I was like, no. I have not met her.
But we write to her.
They're like, you should make her listen. I'm like, how am I supposed to make her listen to our podcast? No.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We're not that. We're not those types of people meeting J.K. Rowling.
I wish.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
So listeners, tell me what you think. Am I grasping at straws here?
Yeah, well, I want to hear your theories. Like, how did he see it?
Yeah, there's just something different about this kid, you know?
That scar.
Mm-hmm. So, Harry, he stares around his bedroom, and many things about Harry Potter were extraordinary, and I think he's a seer, so that's one of them. But in his room, I don't know what I wrote here, a wooden something, revealing Trust. A cult, baby.
Oh, maybe the wood on his floor?
Could be.
He picks it up? Yeah.
I don't know. There's a cauldron, a broomstick, a black robes and spell books, parchment, an empty owl cage for little Miss Hedwig. And on the floor was a book that he had been reading. Men in bright orange robes were chasing a red ball. One of the wizards in the picture. I know, right? One of the wizards in the picture scored when he picked it up. And I thought that was pretty cool. I like that.
A wooden trunk.
Okay. And the book is Flying with Cannons. And so if you go to the Harry Potter lexicon, the Chudley Cannons are an English Quidditch team based in Chudley, I guess. It's a muggle town.
Muggles.
Their robes are orange. Their logo is two black seas and a speeding cannonball. The club motto is We Shall Conquer. And let's all just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
You could also say their motto is, Orange, you glad you saw us lose? You could also say this, the Browns.
Oh my gosh. You're a dork. The Cannons won the league 21 times, and their last time winning the league was in way back in 1892. And they also won, that's a typo, the league in 1873. And a disillusioned fan is selling a souvenir medal from that game. Interesting.
Hmm.
Thank you, Lexicon. There's a bunch of other interesting facts there.
Isn't it also Ron's favorite team?
Tis. And you can find...
I think that Ron got him that book.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
I do believe.
I like this next part. So Joe goes on to write, Privet Drive was as normal as ever. And not even a cat was about. And I said, throwback to McGonagall lurking in Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. McJ.
Hello, McJ. What a pretty kitty.
Why did I put this here?
Because I believe that he got that Chudley Cannons book for Christmas from Ron.
Oh, there it is. Thank you for reading my brain.
Yep. I'm assuming that that's what
she put
it
in
is,
a link for Pottermore features the best and worst Christmas gifts Harry Potter ever received.
There it is, Flying with Cannons from Ron, an informative book stuffed with thrilling facts about the UK Quidditch team, the Chudley Cannons.
Dog biscuits from Aunt Marjorie, one of the worst. Or best, depending on if you have a pooch.
A quality pooch?
That would be more so a gift for your dog and not you, though. So I think either way, it would kind of suck.
If I got you a gift for your dog, would you be upset, Tiffany?
No.
See?
Dog biscuits don't taste that bad.
But it would be. Okay, Katie, but would it be on your best gift
list? You won't eat popcorn
list?
Off the counter, but you'll certainly eat a dog biscuit.
I've eaten a milk bone or two in my lifetime.
Or two. What made you go back for seconds? What's happening right now?
What's your favorite milk flavor? Bone before?
Thank
Why?
You.
Why
not? Because
I wanted to know what it tasted like.
It's really not that bad.
I gave it to my dog all
Megan
the time when
the
I was
Megan is the weirdest
little.
Human because there are things I could say that I'm not going to because she's like, oh, I just wanted to know what it was like.
You're an adventurous girl and I like it.
Thanks.
Megan's like, what are you even talking about, Sarah? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
It looks like a cookie, okay?
I'm going to buy beef jerky and I'm going to mix it all with dog jerky and I'm going to see if you can point out which is the human consumption jerky and which is the dog. She says no. Okay. It's green.
Alrighty. So, unfortunately, guys, my part is pretty short and pretty boring because it's just a recap of the first.
It's a what?
Three books.
It's
yeah,
a what?
Tiffany, do it for me. We have another.
I want you to do it.
Another.
I don't do it good. People don't want me to do it. Okay, thank you.
Recap.
So again, we learn that the Dursleys are Harry's only living relatives.
What?
Yep. I know this is all new information for us here. Okay.
Did you speak?
They're muggles.
No, but it made me think of that Friends episode when like Phoebe has to fake that she like didn't know. This is brand new information.
You're right.
They hate magic. Did what? You guys know that?
I didn't.
Because they're horrible people.
Thank you for filling me in.
I like this line, though, that says, which meant that Harry was about as welcome in their house as dry rot.
Oh, my God. Suburbs. She just, like, imagine her sitting, writing this book. What can it be? What can
Do you
it
think
be?
She
dry rot.
Dry rot.
She ever chuckled to herself while
oh,
she
yeah.
was writing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I laugh
oh,
at yeah. these books out loud. My aunt was over the other day when I was reading. She goes, what are you laughing at? I'm like, the book's funny.
I'm sure she laughed a lot when she wrote, like, Ron's lines.
And then I had a point yeah. that I'm like, well, I've read this before, so, like, but it's still funny.
Bloody
No
hell.
Shame in multiple laughs.
Alrighty, so they would explain Harry's long absences, telling everybody that he went to St. Brutus's Secure Center for Incurably Criminal Boys, because Harry is such a horrible person.
He is.
He's the worst.
Dry rot, man. Dry rot.
Go
dry
Voldemort.
And this also makes me sad, though, because this kind of goes back to the fact that he wished that he had parents at this moment when he woke up. So he said, he was never able to confide in them or tell them anything about his life in the wizarding world. And the very idea of going to them when they awoke and telling them about his scar hurting him and about his worries about Voldemort was laughable.
It's yes. awful.
You know what that makes me think, though? Like, think of the times pre him realizing he was a wizard. Like, kids get sick. And, like, what's the first thing you want, or first person you want when you're sick, even as a grown adult, like, you want your mom.
Yep.
So, yeah. like, he's a little kid and he's sick. You know they didn't care. And he slept in a cot underneath stairs.
True.
So he's probably sick all the time.
Yeah.
Just sad, man.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Harry also points out here that it's because of Voldemort that he has to live here in the first place. Because, and it's also why he has his lightning scar on his forehead. And it's also why he doesn't have parents.
Why?
Voldemort.
What'd he do?
It doesn't say. It just says.
Joe! I'll never know!
Oh, here it says. It says, Harry'd been a year old the night that Voldemort had gone and killed his parents.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah. He was the most powerful dark wizard for a century.
A century. Which,
I don't know. I feel like Grindelwald's more powerful than Voldemort, but that's just
Well, we can't talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Oh. In my opinion, like, from the first movie on.
I agree. I mean? I think he's worse.
What if we had celebrity death match and we could pin them against each other?
I think yes. Grindelwald would win.
I'd have to think
well,
about
Grindelwald
it.
Well, Grindelwald doesn't win. We know that.
Between Voldemort and Grindelwald at their
right,
primes.
At their primes.
You're like, no, we know that he doesn't win. Yes, I know this. But, because I think he's more global, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Grindelwald is.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
He's a global thinking guy. Voldemort's just like London, man. Gotcha.
I gotcha. Look at it.
All right. So he'd killed his mother and father, and then he had gone to try and kill Harry, as maybe some of you didn't know, but he tried to, and the curse rebounded.
This is crazy.
I know. So then Harry survived with nothing but the lightning-shaped cut on his forehead, and Voldemort had been reduced to something barely alive.
We know what that
my
like.
Friends, is how Harry Potter had become famous.
Thank you, Megan.
But I bet you that he survived more with just the scar on his head. He probably still had the clothes he was wearing in his diaper.
True.
No, Avada Kedavra just blasts him off. He was naked.
Hold on, guys. There's more recap.
Whoa, okay.
There's more.
Okay.
Harry discovers he's a wizard when he's 11. Yeah. Hagrid comes and tells him.
But what is a wizard?
But now it says... Harry arrived at Hogwarts to find that heads turned and whispers followed him everywhere he went. But he was used to it now, and at the end of this summer, he'd be starting his fourth year at Hogwarts, and Harry was already counting the days until he'd be back at the castle again. There was still a fortnight to go, which is 2 weeks.
I had to look that up. These books taught me that.
You didn't
I didn't
know
look
that
up this time.
I learned not, that way from back.
If I'm not going to lie, Unexpected Podcast really? Taught me what that was, because I really had no idea.
Tiffany just said the same thing. I learned that in grade really? School, I think.
No, yeah, Ezra and Lane taught me that. Thanks, guys.
I don't know
guys.
Who those people are.
So, yeah, and then it goes on to the yellow color. Katie talks about the next part.
Oh, yellow!
Yellow.
Oh, I just wanted to say really quick that I love how Joe recaps like that. Like, I know that it's kind of silly and redundant. Like, we're on the fourth book. We know these things. But it's just a way to, like, bring it all together again and make sure that you understand where you're at in the story. Because when these books were coming out, there were long gaps and maybe people hadn't read them again before. I know that most fans probably did do rereads before, but maybe some people didn't. Yes, Sarah?
I agree with you. And because in the middle of the book, and I forget which part it was, because she does a really good job of like doing it, not in a like, here's a recap, but like, oh, you know, this, and then kind of easing you into a, oh, remember? And I was thinking about that, because I'm like, oh my God, that is true. Like, not that I forgot whatever. I don't even remember. Clearly, I forget it now, but I just appreciate the way that she does it, where she's like subtly giving you a recap to remind you and refresh your memory.
We were just listening. We just went grocery shopping before we recorded, and we were listening to Goblet of Fire, and she did it a little bit in the one chapter when just talking about Sirius, and Harry says, I wish I could have become an animagus, and then she, like, explains what that is again, but, like, very briefly. It's just, like, an animagus is someone who can turn into an animal. I don't know.
Just in case you forgot.
But, I mean, doing, like, a first read-through, some people might forget that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? I'm just kidding. It's helpful.
And it fits well here because we're like reading Harry's thoughts and he probably is thinking of all those things. Maybe he's just kind of thinking back.
I mean, if I was Harry, I'd brood on that stuff a lot. I think you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because Voldemort is literally in his face.
In his head.
Yes. True.
Yeah, he's not curled. He's not in his head. Face.
On his head.
In his mind.
Holding head.
Oh my
God. You're welcome.
So Harry starts to think about what would his two best friends say if he decided to write to them about his scar hurting.
Do the voices.
So, I don't know if I can.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can't. Could do Hermione as like Jim Dale.
You could do Hermione if you want. So I figured I would read these quotes from the books because they just get the characters so well. And it is kind of a recap. So we're being, like, reintroduced to Hermione and Ron.
It's a what?
Just kind of nice. A recap.
Yeah, Katie.
At once, Hermione Granger's voice seemed to fill his head, shrill and panicky. Your scar hurt?
Harry!
That's really serious. Write to Professor Dumbledore, and I'll go and check common magical ailments and afflictions. Maybe there's something in there about cursed scars.
Nice.
Yes, that would be Hermione's advice. Go straight to the headmaster of Hogwarts, and in the meantime, consult a book. So Harry doubts a book can help him at the moment, because he's literally the only person in documented history to have survived the killing curse. So, Hermione, sorry. Don't think that's going to work. So now he thinks about, well, what if I tell Dumbledore? And he actually pauses to think, well, what does Dumbledore do during the summer holidays? So he, like, pictures him, like, on a beach, rubbing some lotion on his nose, like, just chilling.
That broken like, nose.
Do your thoughts ever do this? And, like, the fact that she is, like, putting this into book form, like, sometimes you'll sit there and you'll be thinking about something, and then, you know, who knows, he could have been thinking, like, oh, my scar hurt, and now all of a sudden he's envisioning Dumbledore on a beach. Like, my mind does that kind of stuff all the time, and I'm like, hold on, where? How did I get here? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is all happening within seconds in my mind, but, like, we're reading it in book form, and I love it.
Yeah, I do that too, and then I try and, like, jump backwards to figure out how I got to what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens often in the shower.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's when you have, like, time to just, like, I mean, you're by yourself in the shower, so your mind just, like, wanders.
True.
And then you're like, whoa, how did I get to, I don't even know.
Right.
Dumbledore with sunscreen on his nose.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Yep. Makes me, but he does picture him in full-length wizard robes and a pointed hat. So not in swim trunks.
See, my mind, I just pictured him in trunks right
now. Me too.
Now.
Yeah, like Merlin from...
Yes. Yeah. The shorty trunks. And I think they're super bright, like, floral patterned trunks.
Yeah.
But they're really short ones.
Yep.
They're not the long ones. They're not. He's not wearing a Speedo. They're the shorty trunks. And his beard is like.
Do you think he has a man
so
bun?
So long. A what?
A man bun.
He can man bun on the beach. It's warm. But yeah, I also like envision an umbrella drink.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some half moon shades.
Yep.
And a really cute towel.
Do you think it would be a Swish and Flick towel?
I'm pretty sure it is, actually.
Or a Florence towel, to
the be Florence specific. One, yes.
Him and Florence are better best friends.
You can find these all at swishflicks.com.
I'm going to do my usual request and say, please, someone draw Dumbledore on the beach enjoying himself with an umbrella drink. Thank you.
And a Florence towel.
Shorty short and a trunks, Florence towel. Floral pattern, please. Bright colors.
Yes.
Half moon shades. Thank you.
Maybe his hat, instead of a pointed wizard hat, it'd be one of those umbrella hats.
Yes.
Yes. I like it.
A rainbow umbrella hat.
Yes. Oh, I agree. So back to the book. Thank you, Harry, for taking us on that tangent. So what would he possibly say to Dumbledore? Dear Professor Dumbledore, sorry to bother you, but my scar hurt this morning. Yours sincerely, Harry Potter.
Okay, thanks, bye.
And he even points out to himself, inside his head, the words sounded stupid. Yep. So then he finally comes to Ron. So Ron's red hair and long-nosed, freckled face seem to swim before Harry, wearing a bemused expression. Your scar hurt, but you know who can't be near you now, can he? I mean... You'd know, wouldn't you? He'd be trying to do you in again, wouldn't he? I don't know, Harry. Maybe cursed scars always twinge a bit. I'll ask Dad. So Harry's like, I don't think Mr. Weasley, like, really has any particular expertise in curses. And he didn't like the idea of any of the Weasleys thinking he was getting jumpy about a few moments' pain. It's like, Harry, this is a big deal. This is your scar. Like, your scar hurts when Voldemort's close. This isn't just some twinge of pain. And he knows Mrs. Weasley would fuss worse than Hermione. Mm-hmm. And he even, like, thinks Fred and George would think that he was losing his nerve. So talk about peer pressure.
I think
and how much he admires them.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
I don't think Fred and George would think he was losing his nerve. I think Harry always wants to seem strong and doesn't want to seem like, you know, he's lacking in anything. I think Fred and George would be like, oh, okay, like, how can we help you feel better? Let's try and figure this out. Because they are, essentially, they're older brothers to him, just like they are to Ron.
I think they would make fun of him. But, like, in a brotherly way that they make fun of each other, you know what I mean? Like, when Ginny was going through all her things, because that's how they cheer her up. Because that's, like, how they...
I could see that, but...
Maybe he just doesn't want that to happen. Because he's probably not used to that, you know what I mean? Like... My family very much does that. So, like, if someone... Tiffany's face. So some people, like, think that, like, me making fun of them, like, oh, she must hate me. Like, not that I make fun of people, but I mean...
We jab.
But people think that, like, oh, they must hate each other. No, like, that's just how we joke around. That's how my family is. Like, literally it's very much, like, our loving way.
People thought about us.
And if, like, I can't make fun of you, like, we can't be friends.
Right. Because we always pick. Yeah, it's, like, out of love.
It's one of those things, like, you know, if I don't talk to you, that means I don't like you kind of thing, you know?
Sure.
Yep.
That's why I don't talk to you, Tiffany.
There's a pooch here. A quality
Hello,
pooch.
Hello, Fozzie.
He's just so cute.
So, on top of all that, Ron had also mentioned that Harry should come to stay with him for that summer, and he had mentioned the Quidditch World Cup, and the last thing he wanted was to have a visit to the Weasleys be plagued about
the
questions.
Wheelies?
The Wheelies. No, be plagued with questions about his scar. That's all I got.
Well, all right. Let's get serious.
He doesn't care. Fozzie just let out a huge yawn. Like, oh,
he
Sarah's
really
talking.
Hates Sarah's serious jokes.
He's sick of me. Let's just be honest.
He's like, she's been here for 2 days in a row. Yeah.
This is the third day this week he's seen me.
Oh, right. You beat me to it. Yeah.
So Harry's trying to figure out who he can talk to about his scar. So he admits to himself that he would really like a parent to talk to. But so we know his are dead. And it hits him. Wham. Just like, you know, the band Wham. Wake me up before you go. So we could talk to Sirius. And first of all, when I reread this, and being like, he really wished he had a parent. Like, how just sad, you know? He reminded that they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
So he rushes from his bed to write a letter to Sirius to tell him what happened with the dream and how he woke up with his scar hurting. And then we kind of go over why Sirius has been absent for most of Harry's life. So we're reminded that Harry, that Sirius has been in Azkaban, which is a wizarding prison that is guarded by those nasty Dementors. They came in search for Sirius at Hogwarts last year after Sirius escaped. Although we know Sirius was innocent and the crime he was accused was actually committed by Wormtail, who is Voldemort's supporter, who everyone thought was dead, but he's actually very much alive, sadly, and an animagus. And he was Ron's pet rat for years.
They snuggled.
Yeah, which is like, ugh. Shit.
Not cool, man.
Do you think
not
Wormtail cool. pooped in Ron's hand?
Ew. Yeah, definitely.
Episode he's title. Probably
pooped all over his bed.
Just kidding.
Where does Wormtail poop?
Dear Joe.
So then there's like a brief moment that Harry thought he was going to be able to live with Sirius. And he like thinks about this and he's like, it was like the best moment of his life where there about an hour of time where, you know, he finds out Sirius. Well, he didn't find out then that he was his godfather, but he knows he's his godfather. And he's like, yes, I'm going to be able to live with him. This is going to be amazing. And obviously, like, he'd be living, like, more so in the wizarding world, which for him is his happiest place next to Hogwarts because it's all, you know, interconnected. Mm-hmm. But it is all shortly went away because the only proof that Sirius was innocent, a.k.a. the nasty Wormtail, got away. And then Sirius had to flee with his life. Not with his life. I mean, for his life. With Buckbeak. It had been extra hard to go back to the Dursleys knowing that he almost didn't have to, which like, yeah, like that, you know, your hopes are up for that time. And he's like, oh my God, I have to go back when like, you know, for that time, he's like, I never have to see them again.
Yeah.
But the silver lining in this situation was that Harry mentioned to good old Vern and Petunia that his godfather was a mass murderer. But Harry just forgot to mention that he was innocent.
Well played, Harry. Well played.
Yeah, I'd do the same thing. So he was allowed to have his school stuff out, and Hedwig.
Who's that your boyfriend?
Who's Hedwig? Your boyfriend. So she didn't have to stay in her cage. So she was a happy camper as well. So we had gotten two letters from Sirius, which were delivered by large, brightly colored tropical birds.
I love that.
Well, and
do
then,
you think that that's toucans? I always pictured
toucan Sam dropping off some Fruit Loops.
Yes.
So and then Harry enjoyed them. Words are coming out of my mouth and I cannot read my
slow
life.
Slow it down.
So Harry enjoyed them. They put him in the mind of white sand beaches and palm trees, and Harry hoped Sirius was enjoying his time wherever he might be. Hedwig was not a fan of them. Yes.
So these birds are in the magical birdie realm, right?
I would assume
they ain't
so.
No regular yes. tropical birds.
Yes.
So I just like to think that wherever Sirius is, the magical culture there uses these types of birds instead of owls.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, Megan.
Do you think that he's in Brazil? Because we know that there's a community in Brazil because there's a school there. And
there's magical communities everywhere.
Yeah, like Rio.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So I tried to look up, speaking of these things, tried to look up like some birds. I literally tried to Google like big colorful birds So I checked to Google to get to a variety. And then the one thing I got was like worldatlas.com. Mm-hmm. And it was the...
I don't think it's that bird.
No, but I'm going to read them anyway. So it's the Tiffany, most colorful birds from around the world. So the number 10 is the greater bird of paradise, which are from Papua New Guinea, Indonesia. And the Aru Island. So it's a couple of places. Mm. There's Wilson's bird of paradise.
That's not big enough.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm like, none of these are big. Splendid fairy wren.
Oh,
which is like Australian. The Indian
peafowl,
which looks like a peacock. Is it a peacock?
It looks like a peacock.
Which is from South Asia, native. Oh, like then there's bird. Lilac-breasted roller. That's pretty.
Those are pretty.
It's too small, though.
Yes, I agree.
Those are really tiny. They're from Africa, aren't they?
Let me see what. Arabian. Yep, sub-Saharan Africa. But I like that it's not like crazy bright. It's just, and it's a couple different colors. At least the one here, it's pretty.
What's that called? Pastels.
Yes. And then this one is red-bearded bee eater.
Too small.
Okay.
I'm just sorry.
I feel like this would be in the Weasley family because it's red-bearded. And they probably all have red beards. And this lives in the Indo-Malayan region of Southeast Asia.
This next bird, dude.
Lady Gulidinian finch. Very pretty.
Gorgeous. Too small.
Okay. And it does say, is a small, multicolored bird.
I don't like birds.
And a lot of birds. They're endemic to Australia. Toucan, which, you know, we all know. I mean, I'm assuming people know what it is.
Possible.
Looks like. Yes. This is one of the most recognizable due to its colorful and very large bill.
And also known for Fruit Loops.
Yes. And it's
also like, from Brazil, I think, isn't it?
South America, it just says. So, yeah, yeah. Could be. Then there's Mandarin duck.
No.
Oh. Okay. Which is found in East Asia. And then the number one is the scarlet macaw, which I think this is my favorite because they're beautiful.
Most likely a macaw.
Yeah. So it's the scarlet macaw is a large parrot species. It can grow to 32 inches.
Again, South American.
Yes. Inches long and weigh up to 2.2 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is 1 kilogram.
I'm going to say macaws.
Mainly red in color. It also has blue wings with a yellow band on the upper wing. It can be found in the Amazon basin of South America and across Central America. So it prefers subtropical rainforest near rivers.
I like it.
So that's what my headcanon is, that it's a macaw.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
A scarlet macaw. Mm-hmm. Yes, Megan.
I think that it was one macaw and one toucan.
Okay. You sure. Can headcanon that.
Yeah.
She just really wants
they're
that toucan.
They're both from the same region.
Cool.
Just saying.
And so Harry has kept his letters under the loose floorboard in his room. And then as the sun was rising and he could hear his aunt and uncle, sadly, you know, alive and breathing and moving around. Oh, so he rereads the letter he wrote to Sirius. So I figured I shall read it to you. So it says, and I quote, "Dear Sirius, thank you for your last letter. That bird was enormous. It could hardly get through my window."
Well, maybe it's not a macaw.
How big are his
one?
Maybe it's
toucan.
Just a magical beast.
I think it's a toucan.
Things are the same as usual here. Dudley's diet isn't going too well. My aunt found him smuggling donuts into his room yesterday. They told him they'd have to cut his pocket money if he keeps doing it, so he got really angry and chucked his PlayStation out the window. That's a sort of computer thing you can play games on. Bit stupid, really. Now he hasn't even got Mega Mutilation Part 3 to take his mind off things. Okay. I'm okay, mainly because the Dursleys are terrified you might turn up and turn them all into bats if I asked you to. A weird thing happened this morning, though. My scar hurt again. Last time that happened, it was Lord Voldemort, except it just says Voldemort, because Voldemort was at Hogwarts. But I don't know, but I don't reckon he can be anywhere near me now. Can he? Do you know if cursed scars sometimes hurt years afterwards? I'll send this with Hedwig when she gets back. She's off hunting at the moment. Say hello to Buckbeak for me. Harry.
I just want to point out that it says toucans get up to as big as 29 inches. Weren't the macaws like 32?
32, yeah. Okay. What are toucans?
29.
Oh, so they're both big birds.
Yeah, but it can't get through the window.
Do you think it was Big Bird?
Oh my god.
Possible.
Big Bird. He can't fly.
You don't know what he does.
You don't know his life on Sesame Street.
And so he
figured, we met him.
Okay. We did.
I thought Katie had to think about it. She's like, what? Oh, yeah, we did. First of all, I just like that he kind of wrote some mundane things in the letter, like letting him know, you know, obviously he probably told him about Dudley's diet beforehand and all that stuff. Yes, Katie.
He's like cushioning the real thing he wants to get to. Yeah. You know what I mean? Which is how I write stuff.
He's trying to play it off like, it was nothing, but I want to tell you about it. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to worry you, but I want to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I picture Dudley like smuggling food like the Niffler smuggles things.
Yes.
Just like stop.
So he figured he didn't need to put the dream into the letter. He didn't want to worry Sirius and put the letter to the side to wait for Hedwig to get back. And then without glancing at his reflection, he went down to breakfast. And I like got that straight from the book without glancing at his reflection. Cause I was like, that's odd. Like that you put that in there. Like when I read them, like, huh, like why'd you put that in there? Were you afraid
Harry
to look
just
at yourself?
Don't care.
Was he afraid to, like, what if his scar was like beet red or something? Brightly colored, like the bird.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never thought about it that way, but maybe.
Maybe.
Dear Joe.
Anybody got lightning bolt questions?
I'm currently Googling large birds.
Large birds.
Toucan or macaw?
Yeah.
Macaw.
Both.
Ostrich.
I'll go with both just because I really want to see a toucan on Privet Drive.
I want to see a toucan carry a letter.
Do you think the toucan's name is Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. All of them are. Didn't you know that? It's real life.
This is Sam. And this is Sam. And this is Sam.
And this is Sam.
That's just like George Foreman's. All his kids named George.
Including his daughters. I can picture a toucan. Can you?
What else, guys?
What would the macaw's name be? Marty the macaw. Maddie the macaw. Mickey the macaw.
Marsupial macaw. I don't know. I don't know.
Where do you guys think he is? Do you think it's Brazil? I think it's Brazil.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Sure.
I think he's in the South Pole.
Partying with them Rio birds.
Yeah. I just picture the movie Rio and then like dancing in the...
Maybe
rainforest.
He's in Aruba.
I think he's even
or Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda.
Didn't we just sing this like a couple episodes ago?
I think so.
I think so.
I don't
know.
What
if he's in Key Largo or Montego?
Baby, why don't we go?
What about Kokomo?
Or like, where are those like remote islands? Like, what's the one with like two names? With a B?
Like Bermuda.
No, not Bermuda. It's two names. Like, where did Bora Bora is what I'm thinking of.
I'll have the mahi because I'm not hungry enough for the mahi.
Can I just have one mahi?
Oh, my God.
All right. What else do we got here? That's not about birds.
Do we? Y'all don't think Harry's a seer. You don't think he saw a vision.
Or a seer of some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't think Harry is a seer. He's a seeker of truth.
Oh, my God.
Seeker of truth.
Isn't that what Mary Lou Barebones was?
Ooh.
Yeah.
We ain't them kind.
Katie.
Go ahead, Kate. Sorry.
I like the idea of if he did have, because it doesn't make sense that it's like a straight Voldemort vision, like in book 5. But I like the idea that maybe he has that seer power because of Voldemort. I don't know if Voldemort has those kind of powers, but I think that if that's the case, it would go away.
Voldemort's later definitely on. Legilimens.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I like the theory.
Maybe it's like a, I don't know, an evolutionary kind of thing. Like, he needed that skill, and so he has that skill.
To survive.
I mean,
do you think that he continues to have that skill after Voldemort dies?
I'm gonna say no.
I would agree with Tiffany.
I'm gonna agree.
See, that's why I think it's just a Voldemort connection.
I mean, it's fine, but I don't think
he needs it anymore.
I don't think that, like...
I think it happens in the time of need.
there's so many
things I know.
I wanna say.
You can't.
I can't say them.
What do you think Dumbledore does on break? Do you think he goes to Bora Bora?
I think he reads a lot. I think he visits Flamel when he was alive.
Oh, he's dead now, isn't he?
I think that he probably goes to Godric's Hollow. And
why? I don't think he would go to
visit Ariana's grave.
Yeah, but I don't know if he could bring himself to do that.
Oh, I think he does.
I think his regret over it makes him mourn her a lot.
I think he would go back once a year.
I agree that I think he mourns her a lot, especially he's got a lot of regret. I just don't think we get real deep real fast. I just don't think that. Like, I think it would be too overwhelming. I don't know. That's just me.
I feel like I know my boy pretty well, and I think he would go back at least once a year to not forget, you know? He won't let himself forget.
Look at how he squiggles around Harry's head on this book cover.
Yeah, that artist is a fool.
I'm just kidding.
I think Dumbledore might have been doing those kind of relaxing things up until maybe this summer, because now that all this stuff is in motion, I mean, I think he has an inkling about the Horcruxes from a long time ago, so I think he's starting, summertime. I mean, during the year, he does, you know, in six, we know he's out looking for Horcruxes.
Right.
But, like, during the summers when he has the most time, he's not running a school as well.
Yeah, he's probably also preparing for the tournament.
Yes, yes.
What tournament?
I don't know. Any more?
I don't think so.
Fan story time?
Fan story time.
Do it.
All right. So this week we have a fan story from Andrea Riker. She says, "Hey ladies, just wanted to share my story. I was student teaching in college around 1999, and there was this one very smart boy who was always reading Harry Potter while I was teaching." Ugh, the nerve. "I guess I wasn't as enthralling as I thought. I remember one day being so fed up with it that I literally yelled, 'No more Harry Potter.'" Later on, I had watched the first movie, thought it was okay, but of course, I still, quote unquote, hated it. About 7 years ago, I had an hour and a half commute to work, and someone had recommended the books on CD, so I listened and loved it. This was the best way to be introduced, well, reintroduced to Harry Potter. I knew my son would love it also, so when he was around 8 years old, we listened to the books on CD. He loves it also, and we have watched the movie several times. I'm a Gryffindor, and he's a Slytherin. Whoop. But he hasn't taken the Pottermore test yet. He loves listening to your podcast with me, and we love you all, but Sarah is our favorite."
Whoa!
"He has awesome theories also. Like, in Chamber of Secrets, the reason Ron couldn't turn his rat/Peter into a glass was because he isn't a real rat." For doing this, ladies. I'm going to go on Patreon because I can't get enough." Andrea Yay! And Wesley Riker.
Thank you.
First of all, I just have to say thank you that I'm your favorite because I am the best.
Thanks for boosting her ego even more.
did we have that conversation that's why you couldn't turn it into?
Don't remember. But
that's
a good point.
I don't think we did.
That's a really good point.
I don't think we did either.
I appreciate that and I really enjoy that. My mind's a little blown.
Kaboom.
Awesome. You're the bomb.com. You and your son. Holla.
Yeah. I'm glad you finally got into Harry and now you understand why that kid couldn't put it down in your class.
Correct.
And I'm glad that you're sharing it with your son. That's super cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to share with
Alana. So speaking of that, when I'm like reading at Tiffany's house, I'm like, because I read to her when I'm babysitting Alana, like I'll read books to her. But I also like want to read Harry Potter. But I'm like, I can't be the first person to read anything Harry Potter to her child. Like that would be a horrible thing to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
It would.
No, I really would. Now, I would snuggle your baby while you read to her and me. Because she's really cute. But I was like, oh my God. Like there's times where I'm like, I just want to like read this out loud so I can like, she can hear me reading something to her. But I also want to like continue to read the book.
Alana's like, no, I won't heard part of Goblet of Fire.
Did she like it?
She was staring at me and playing with her hands.
She's so cute when like you read to her. She likes to stare at your face. And so I tried to like look at her more so than the pages, which, you know, I struggle reading anyway. So.
True.
She's just so cute.
All right. Social media.
All right. Swish and Flick Podcast can be found on all the different social media channels. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook and Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. Also, make sure that you join our Facebook group called Swish and Flick Podcast Group on Facebook. We have a lot of discussions and it's a really great community, so I would recommend joining it. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube because Puff Pastry's on there. We need more suggestions as to what we should make those Hufflepuffs make next. We've got to make it happen. People want more. Katie.
I told you I'm making apple pie.
No, you already know how to do that.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you're a liar. No, I don't.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive access to the Felix Files. Which is our bi-monthly bonus episodes and a chance to be a guest on the Felix Files. So head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast and you can choose your support level. Thank you very much to all of our current patrons. This wouldn't be possible without you.
Thank you so much.
Y'all are the bomb.
Awesome.
Yes. Lastly, make sure that you check out our website, swishflickcast.com, mm-hmm. to check out all of the info on Swish and Flick compiled into one place, along with our brand new Owl's Caban merchandise. Yes.
We just ordered one out so much for ourselves.
Owl's Caban.
To wear.
Can we spoil something a little bit about Timmy's grandma?
No.
Oh.
We might have met her. I'm just kidding. I'm sure I've met some Timmy's grandma.
Okay.
I'll say look out for some Christmas merch, and that's all I'll say.
Yes.
That's all, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really excited because I asked for, like, not ridiculous things, but, like, kind of. Can I tell them what I ordered?
Yeah.
So I really wanted a little Swisher, like something in my size. And Tiffany was like, you're ridiculous. And I'm like, why? My mom's little Swisher. So I'm getting a crew neck that says little Swisher on it.
I can't.
I got you a crew neck.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to get like 5 crew necks in the mail and be like, I don't need all of these.
I can't wait to get my stuff so I can wear it.
It's going to be Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We need to take some pictures in our merch to update our website with cool photos.
I think I also need to update my bio saying that I like actually birthed a child.
I can't tell you how cute she is.
She's adorbs. All right, other projects.
Projects.
Cool. I was hoping you wouldn't catch that.
Nothing goes by us, Tiffany.
I know, y'all are mean.
You're mean to me. She hit me today.
I did
with
not.
The cold hard truth.
We all saw Crimes together last night. That's kind of going on. I bought the new Pokemon game. I got Pikachu.
Katie's very upset that
and
oh my God.
She's
Katie,
not allowed
Katie,
to play that game until Christmas because it's a Christmas gift.
Let's ask our listeners. Poll for this episode.
Yes.
Katie thinks, and none of us agree with her.
Is that true?
Oh, you agree?
I'm on Katie's side.
You think Thank that you, she Tiffany. Should get her Christmas gift early?
Yeah.
No. It's her Christmas gift.
Doesn't
you
matter.
Open it on Christmas.
Buy something else.
She's going to get other things, but this is also a Christmas gift.
If I'm going to get other things, what's the problem with opening this early?
Amen. Oh,
no.
You know what? I'm not going to let you have the Nintendo Switch till Christmas now.
You're mean. Listen to that nasty cackle
laugh.
All I can
think of, like, my mom would be like, I want everything clean for like a year, and then I'll give it to you early. But like,
listen.
Did I ever do it?
Katie. I have a Pikachu on my shoulder in the game and a Pikachu following behind me in the game. I know. I know. I've dosed Pikachus.
If you guys ever want bonus content about me talking about Pokemon, because it'd be really funny, you should have heard me yesterday when I was like, I think I can name 5 Pokemon. I named 3. 4. 3.
She's like, is this one?
I knew Jigglypuff, Pikachu, Charmander.
What's the turtle one you named?
Yeah, you
Squirtle.
Need the turtle one. Yeah.
Is that it?
That was
I know other ones from the thing because there's Pidgey. Is that what it's called?
Piggy.
Yeah, but
she called it Piggy.
Bulbasaur, right?
Kind of.
Bulbasaur.
Kind of.
Bulbasaur.
It's like
you dinosaur. You took that back to like 2000 with a Z.
Yeah.
All right. What else? What are you all doing? Same old, same old?
Petruses. What you doing,
same
girls?
Same old, same old.
Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Main Street 9 3/4. By the time this episode is out, we will have at least a trailer released of our trip. And I will currently be working on episode one.
Okay. Episode one.
We AKA our day in Iceland.
Woo!
Sounds icy.
We also have a Disney podcast called Grown Up Kids. And we're doing a review from the beginning all the way up to now of all the movies.
What movie are you on?
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Ooh, yes. No. Hard no.
Did you guys already watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People?
We just watched it today.
It's cute.
But we haven't podcasted about it yet.
Yeah.
I like that movie, but I'm also like, you know.
Irish. It was cute. I liked it.
Yeah, go check us out if you're a Disney fan.
Okay. Guys, I'm doing nothing with my life. As of right now, I'm planning the Swish and Flick Christmas party.
That's true. That's a lot.
So I'm hopefully it's super excited for our Swish and Flick Christmas party.
I just hope that I don't disappoint people.
I'm going to wear my wedding dress.
Sarah, I'm going to help you decorate and plan stuff.
Yeah, she's
whether you want me to or not, I'm helping.
I just hope, like, everyone's always like, oh, I've heard about Sarah's feasts. So we'll see. I'm trying to make, I will say, I'm going to try to make roasted garlic smashed redskin potatoes.
That's smart.
I mean, you just roast garlic.
Oh, okay. Man. Easy.
Well, then why are you going to try it? Just do it.
No, because I just hope, like, I know that I would love this, but, like, it's one of those things where, like, I'm going to make food that I enjoy. And, like, I mean, if y'all don't, I'm sorry, but I'm going to enjoy it.
That's not selfish.
But, like, everybody wants mac and cheese. I'm not a huge mac and cheese fan, but I make really good mac and cheese. So, like.
Oh, my gosh. You want to know how many times I've heard this?
It's, like, the one actual, like, I'm known for the mac and cheese and my breakfast.
I've yet to have this breakfast.
My mac and cheese is better.
No, it's not.
It is.
I can't stand the both of you.
Katie thinks mine's better.
Yeah, but Katie's married to you, so regardless.
Yeah, but even if she wasn't married to me, she would still think mine's better.
I'm over this.
All right, so let's. I'm done. That's all I'm doing is Christmas things, trying to figure out my life, and yeah, it's almost the new year. New year, new me.
All right, is that all for the greater good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost Merry Christmas.
Oh, really quick. You have until the 25th of November, which is the day that this comes out for everybody, to post your selfie in our Facebook group of you protecting the secrets. And I'm going to pick two winners to win a poster that Katie and I got at the fan event for Fantastic Beasts.
Sounds
so
good.
So go post your selfie protecting the secrets.
Post your selfie for a poster.
Yeah. That will be delivered to yourself.
By a toucan.
Or a macaw.
Whatever your headcanon says.
Big Bird.
True. I really want to see that.
Draw it.
Harry opens the window. It's Big Bird.
Nah.
That's countering.
One big long leg steps through. All right, friends. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.